Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thanks so much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. You know, we talk to fascinating people on these broadcasts, and I think we have one of the most fascinating I've talked with in a long time, at least the lady who has one of the most fascinating jobs. And we're talking about a lady who has a very high-ranking position in the sports industry, in a unique avenue of the sports industry. And I might point out that within that industry, women in management positions remain severely underrepresented. You probably are aware of that. There are increasingly more women in executive jobs, yes, but it is still alarmingly less than their male counterparts. And studies have found that it's absolutely critical to promote the advancement of women so they can evolve, share their voice, and make valuable contributions. But one particular woman, our guest today, is doing her part in sending a very clear message to girls and women that they can indeed be CEOs and work in the executive suite, and that females are just as capable of thriving and finding success as in any business or position. Our guest is Melissa Helton. She is the president and general manager at Fairmont Park FanDuel and Sportsbook and Horse Racing. It's a really big job in a fascinating industry. I ought to point out Melissa first began her career back in 1998 working in casinos, having always been drawn to the fast-paced excitement of the gaming industry. She was determined to learn everything she could, and she did. And she excelled and made her way advancing and building her skills. And in 2019, which wasn't that long ago, she was offered a position at Fairmont. And once again, she began rising through the ranks. Now, COVID hit Fairmont Park pretty hard, and they had to shut down temporarily. But when they reopened, Melissa was offered a general manager position, and soon after that, she became the chief executive officer, and she is passionately living her dream job. Melissa accomplishes this by making tremendous strides, changing the whole culture there, and possessing the willingness to have an open-door policy for all of her hard workers and find her very relatable, professional, and a super motivator. Now, Fairmont Park, as you may not be aware, it's a reputable sports book, and there individuals can walk inside to 5 live tellers and 15 kiosks, so you can place bets in the world of sports all across the United States. You can do it on your home computer. Clients can bet on anything in the world sports book except horse racing, but at Fairmont, they walk outside and they can bet because they're at the track, right? It's amazing. It's really kind of a fascinating position, a great position, and a fascinating world that I know very little about. So you and I are going to learn all about this with our guest, Melissa Helton. By the way, she's in Collinsville, Illinois, which is Fairmont Park is, where it is. And Melissa, good morning, or good afternoon, actually. Welcome. Nice to have you with us today. It's a delight to welcome you here. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, and good afternoon to you as well.
Listen, I know a lot of people might be wondering, well, Doug, it's a sports book, and they, you know, a lot of people, of course, know exactly what I'm talking about, but I'm sure we have listeners who don't really understand what this world is, that you're at the top of it at Fairmont Park. Explain a little bit about what goes on, and you have an unbelievable website, and I'll give that website out in a little bit, but talk a little bit about your job and what goes on at Fairmont.
Well, at Fairmont Park during the spring, early spring, April, we have live racing that starts here. So we have a lot of people that come out and watch our live racing. Next year, that's going to go till November 18th. Tuesdays and Saturdays racing all next summer and into the fall. When we're not racing on those other days, you can come out here and you can bet on any other track in the U.S., simulcast betting. So we have that going on as well. And if you don't want to bet on the horse races, but you want to come in and you want to bet on a football game or a basketball game or some UFC fights, something like that, you can walk right into our sports book and bet on that right there as well.
Well, you can see that information all on the website. Can you do that on the web as well, or does it have to be in park at the track?
No, we have an app, TBG, and which was our horse racing, and FanDuel, which is our sports betting. They have combined it all into one app now. So you can do all your sports wagering and your horse wagering all on one app.
Yeah, I'm looking at it at right now on the computer. I've admit I'm not that familiar with how you bet on it, but it looks like you've got all the NFL games, you've got college games there. You really cover the world of sports, and obviously it's very legal to do that now. And so that's what goes on there. I'm sure people can get instructions on how to work on it, but let's talk about your job. Do you have a background? You're at a big major horse track. Did you grow up as a fan of riding? Were you a young equestrian in your earlier days?
No. my grandmother had horses growing up, and I would ride hers. But other than that, no. I worked at some tracks over in Indiana and got my feel for the horses, and loved everything about it. And then I was actually working in New York and got a phone call one day from a friend of mine who told me he had a great opportunity for me, that I'm the only person that he knew that had horse racing experience, sportsbook experience, and casino experience. So he's like, go check it out, and it gets closer to your mother. That was the big key right there to get me closer to my mom, because I was so far away up in upstate New York, and she's down in Louisville, Kentucky. So
okay.
I came here, checked out the property. It looked promising. This property, if you don't know anything about Fairmount Park, has been here for 97 years. So it's got great history, great owners, and everything. So I thought, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it a shot. So here I am. So I've got the sports book open, and I'm working diligently every single day with architects to get this casino up and going. I know I get questioned every day, when's it going to happen, when's it going to happen? There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff going on, but it's going to happen. I promise it's going to happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your rise and your raise, what you did in your career. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners and young ladies, who will hear this and may want to emulate what you've done. But how did you start out, and what was your first job? What did you think you wanted to do? I mean, what kind of a career were you heading for?
When I first got the very first phone call back in, like I said, 1998, it was so intriguing, so interesting to me. I'd watched all the TV shows, casino, everything, and it was brand new into the county that I was living in. So they had actually voted it in to that particular county. So they had a job fair, and I went, and my interview was literally walking the streets of Cordon, Indiana, because they didn't even have an office ready for us to sit down and do an official interview. They offered me an accounts payable position, but the more I thought about it, I thought, I do accounts payable anywhere. That's just paying bills. I pay my own bills.
Right.
But then they offered me this revenue audit position, where the easiest way to explain it is anytime money changes hands at the casino, I get a piece of paper for it, and I got to account for it. And that right there just drew my interest. Because my mind was going, this could lead me to all kinds of questions and everything. So that's why I gave it a shot. And I started out as a revenue auditor in casino accounting, going in 7 days a week, auditing paperwork to see, anytime money left somebody's hands. That's how I started and all that.
Was this a casino operation, like a Las Vegas casino, blackjack and poker, that kind of thing?
It was. It
or
was
not.
A full casino. Yes.
Right.
We had a hotel. Okay. We had a hotel and a golf course and everything. All the blackjack tables, the world's largest poker room. I'm not sure if it still qualifies for that. It was, in southern Indiana.
Yeah.
But we were in the Guinness World Book of Records back then for the largest poker room. So I learned, you know, a lot of things. I would go out there, work registration, learn those who the players were and all that. So the fast pace of the casino is what keeps me going every day.
Was it a fun job? I mean, a totally different. I'm sure you didn't expect to be doing that when you got out of school. So obviously this is quite a unique, different thing you didn't expect to be doing, correct?
You're absolutely right. And it is fun. I tell all my employees, I want everyone to have fun at work as long as the work gets done. We know our priorities. We know what has to be done. You just do it when you need to do it, and then you can have fun at work.
So you had that job, and this was at a casino. And talk to me, explain to me how you rose through the ranks. What different jobs did you go through there at that casino before you left to go to Fairmont?
Let's see. I started out as a casino accounting auditor, and then I was promoted to a supervisor where I worked in the financial accounting department at the end of the month to help do the month-end close. Then I was promoted to a full-time supervisor in casino accounting. Then I was promoted to the manager, and then I became the casino controller.
Wow.
And then in 2009, the economy sank, and I was eventually laid off. So I thought, you know, if I want to stay in this industry, I'm going to have to travel and everything. So that's exactly what I did. I went to Baton Rouge. I was down there for a year. I didn't particularly care living in Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
So I went to Arizona. I was out in Arizona for 2 years, and I learned,
What kind of jobs did you have there? With casino jobs or what?
Yes, always casino jobs and in finance, the top finance person out there.
Yeah.
I learned all about the reservation, you know, living on the out in Arizona. And then I got the opportunity to come back to Indiana. Ironically, I met my boss from Indiana out in Arizona, and he offered me to come back to Indiana. So I was out there for 5 years. I worked at two casinos that had horse tracks. And then that casino was going to sell and everything. And then I was someone reached out to me and said, hey, we got a brand new casino that's opened up. We want you to try it out. Come out and fix some things in the finance area. So I went to upstate New York and up there. And I liked living up there and everything. It's beautiful, but I was tired of the snow. And that's when my friend reached out to me and told me about this opportunity. So I'm here. I love it here. It's close to my mom. My dogs are happy. I'm happy, so I'm here to stay.
Well, you know, it's so important to have your dogs happy. I understand that totally. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you've managed to really become very successful in an industry where women, you know, it's rare for women to be in positions like this in the sports world. What were some of the challenges that you encountered because you were female in this industry? How would you answer that?
You know, sometimes, believe it or not, women are completely ignored when you're in a meeting and, you know, you're coming up with ideas, new things to put out on the casino floor to attract new customers. But because you're a female, sometimes you're just completely ignored. They don't even listen to what you say. But until you make a stance and improve that point, then they're going to listen to you. But I tell all these women out here, and I tell all, you know, the girls that I meet, I bring it in. You know, at this track, I've brought in two high school students, you know, and I met with them daily when they work in. You know, you make a stance and you stand up for what you know. You don't go to school any different than that male counterpart that's sitting across from you. So make a stance,
right,
and prove that you can do exactly what they're doing, and then you're going to get answers.
So do you recommend women look forward to getting active positions in the sports industry? Do you recommend that for them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. More women out there getting involved shows that we know just as much and we can do just as much as anybody else.
Is there a specific educational background that helps in the industry you're in? I'm just wondering, you know? How would you answer that?
Well, I have a bachelor's degree in accounting, and my background is finance in the casinos. Do I use everything that I learned in that getting that degree? Absolutely not. Was it worth getting it? Absolutely. I push everyone to go to college when you can. I waited to go to college. In fact, when I was working at the casino, there was days that I would go to work, go to school, and go back to work. But I was dedicated, and I wanted to learn it. I don't recommend that for everyone because it is hard. And you have to have the right lifestyle, you know, at home to be able to do things like that. But if you're determined and you want to push yourself, you can still do it. So.
Well, you know, I really congratulate you. I know it's been you've worked your tail off to get, so to speak, to get where you are. And talk to me a little bit about the challenges of the job you have right now. You're the CEO of this operation. That's the big deal. You're at the top of the ladder. What are the challenges you face, some of them, if you could describe it for us?
Being a female.
Really?
It is absolutely a challenge. I won't call out any names in particular, and I won't call out any groups in particular, but absolutely, right, because I'm a female, I am overlooked. But I make sure to call those people out when I know they're doing it, because I know, and I want them to know that I know that they're here and I'm going to make a difference. My biggest challenge is, you know, getting ownership here to move forward, getting this casino built. And I know, you know, exactly where they're coming from, but I proved 2 years ago that we were suitable to hold a casino license. Now I've just got to push them to get to that next step of doing that. Like I said, right now I'm working diligently with architects, so we are moving in the right direction, and I pray every day that it keeps going.
And when you talk about architects, are you talking about building architects, or are you talking about complex? I guess on internet is not the term, but it's it involves putting the Racino is really what you're planning on opening, isn't that right?
That's correct. We're going to build a Racino inside of our existing building that we have. So the architects have already been doing behind the scenes, like we've done traffic studies already. We've got engineers that have came here already. Those types of things that are, you know, behind the scenes, people don't realize is happening unless you're here every day and know that they come in and ask for me to know that they're here doing something. So it's happening
I was going to ask you to explain what a Racino is. Describe that for us.
A Racino is where we're still going to have our horse racing, and that's going to be the main focus of this property, is the racetrack. If we didn't have this racetrack, then we couldn't bring in the casino. And that's where they changed the name of it and started calling them Racinos. So you're still going to have your horse racing as the main focus, and we'll be racing a lot more days once we get that casino here and up and going. So
it's it really opens up a whole new area for the track there. How involved are you in the actual racing end of what goes on at Fairmont? I mean, are you down talking to the horse owners and saying hi to the horses when the season is active? Talk about that.
I'm so involved in here that every single race you'll find me in the winner's circle, and that winning horse will get sprayed off by me. We spray them off as soon as they come out and get their picture taken. We spray them off with the water hose, and then they walk down the rest of the apron, you know, down the apron to the down to the paddock area. So we do that in case they don't get overheated and all that. But I am right there every single race. So I've talked to the grooms, to the trainers, to the owners, every single race. In fact, my staff will tell you, if you're looking for her, you'll find her in the winner's circle. So I'm always there in the winner's circle, and it's easy to find me.
Good for you. They call you the horse whisperer. Why is that?
You know, I just have my way with these horses. I can go out there and I can just start talking to them. Some of them literally can lay their head on my shoulder. They know I'm just talking to them. They know I'm meaning, and I care what I say to them. it's just amazing when you watch it, how they act.
Well, it's a very exciting, obviously very exciting world that, that you're involved in. If you know the jockeys, you talk to the jockeys, you talk to the owners as well. Obviously, you know them, correct?
I do. I know all of them. I go back and I meet in the jockeys' quarters almost at the beginning of every race. I'm back there. I wish them luck, you know, for the night. When they come into the winner's circle, they always get a hug from me. They get a thumbs up, everything. I always talk to the jockeys because, and, you know, I always talk to the owners and trainers as well. You know, I have a picnic every year now that we're, I'm here at this property because I tell my staff, if we don't have the backside, they don't, we don't have this track. And if we don't have this front side, knowing the backside, we don't have this track. So let's come together as one company and work together so that we can achieve all of our goals together as one instead of two separate entities.
So what is your racing season? I'm looking at your on your website right now, and you have the calendar of racing up starting in April going through November of 23. So is racing still going on now at this time of the year at Fairmont?
No, we finished our meet this year on September 24th. That was the last of it. We had 61 days this year. Next year we're going to go with 62 days. Like I said, Tuesdays with a 1 o'clock post time, Saturdays with a 7:30 post time. If you're ever in this area, I invite everyone out. Tuesdays are our biggest days. It's nothing for us to have 2,000 to 3,000 people here on a Tuesday afternoon.
And this is regular racing, right? You know, like Kentucky Derby-style racing, correct?
Yes. Yes, thoroughbred racing. We do have three quarter horse races every year. We space those out, but it is one race on a, you know, three different days throughout the year.
Well, that's, you know, that's such a big job that you've got. I'm just wondering what your as you pointed out, your biggest challenge is being a woman. But what changes have you made to the track since you got there and became CEO? What are some of the bigger things that, that you know, you've been responsible for in that position?
You know, I've made lots of changes to the property. Again, you know, bringing the front side and the back side together is one. The biggest one that I've made is, you know, an open door policy. Anybody at any time can come in my office and meet with me and sit down and discuss anything. If you didn't want to just come in here and tell me what you did over the weekend, they are welcome to do it. Having an open door policy, you know, let your team members know that you care, you want to talk to anybody, and you will listen to anybody. That's the best thing that you can give to any team member that you have out there. We've done some changes. You know, we've just moving around. I got rid of all the old tube TVs. You know, minor changes that we've done. We got the sports book opened up, things like that. The biggest thing, like I said, is open door policy. That's the biggest thing that, and the biggest message I want all of my team members to have.
Well, that's very important, no question about it. It's good to know that they have access to, you know, to the person at the top, no question about that. I would assume that you get inquiries from other women who might be interested in, you know, positions like yours. What do you tell them when you get inquiries from other folks who are so admirable of what you've been able to do? How do you explain it to them? What do you say?
You know, I tell them, you know, go for your dreams. If that's what you want and that's what you think you can do, you know you can do it. Don't think you can do it. You know you can do it. Reach out to me, and I'll give advice on anything and everything. If I've done it, I'm going to help you. If I haven't done it, I'll do a little bit of research to see what I can do to help you. That's what I'm here for. That's, you know, pretty much anything in this industry right now, I've pretty much done it. A funny story is, last summer we had a leak on our track, a water leak. And I looked at, I went out on the track myself, you know, with the guys, and I asked them, you know, hey, have you tried the Ditch Witch? Because they couldn't find the leak. And they all looked at me like I was crazy. But I grew up in the country with my dad, you know, so you get the little metal coat hangers out, and you know, go out there with it, and when they cross, there's where your water leak is. Well, lo and behold, the Ditch Witch worked. But, you know, I tell them all, let's try it. If it don't work, we try something else. We just keep going. But if you stay focused, you're going to accomplish what you need to accomplish.
I would also imagine, you know, it's very highly regulated what goes on at that your track, the world of racing, you know, the legalities involved, especially with casino operations as well. Now, I know the racino, would there be actual gambling if this goes through at the track where you would have, like, blackjack tables and things like that as they do at casinos, you know, around the country? Would that be right?
Yes. In fact, that's what we're working with right now. My goal and my dream is if you were to call me a year from now, you're going to say, Melissa, did you achieve that biggest goal that you ever set in your life of opening up a casino? I'm going to hope I tell you, yes, I did. Because that's what I'm working on right now is getting that up and going. So, but, yes, right now we are highly regulated with the Gaming Commission and with Racing Board. We have both of them here, so we're highly, highly regulated.
I know that. That's very, no question about that. What about the audience, you know, for your track and for this operation? How far away do people come from to come to Fairmont to see racing? You don't have another competitor being another big racetrack right next door. I mean, so obviously you draw from a pretty wide area. Wouldn't that be right?
That is correct. You know, I've had people, they've traveled in. You know, we had our St. Louis Derby back on August 20th, and I had horses in from everywhere. In fact, the winner of our St. Louis Derby left here and went to Oklahoma, and he won the Derby out there. And he's running in the Breeders' Cup this weekend. So, you know, we got some pretty big names now coming to this little track, but they come from all over to come here. And our owners and trainers go out there as well.
I was going to ask you, where is Collinsville, Illinois, which is where you are? I mean, what are you near? What big city are you near?
Right outside, 15 minutes from St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, so you're close to St. Louis. That's your big draw. Yeah, okay, I understand that now.
Yes, that's our biggest draw. And our competition is, you know, the only other track we have right now in Illinois is Hawthorne. They're 4 hours away. But a lot of our owners and trainers, they go up and run at Hawthorne as well as come down here. Because, you know, those jockeys, owners, trainers, they have to make a living and money, so they have to travel around as well. They can't just live on, you know, 2 days a week of racing, and we all understand that. So.
And are you limited to just 2 days of racing, or could you expand it? Would you, you know, is that something you would plan to do, more than just Tuesdays and Saturdays?
Once we get the casino in, then we'll be required to expand it to 700 races a year. So it will expand, but right now we're just not financially. You know, we put up the purse money for the races.
So once we get
that casino coming in, it'll be more.
Well, obviously you love what you're doing. It's an exciting job. I know you never thought you'd be doing this at this point in your life, but you've got one of the great jobs in the country, I think, to have. Exciting. And all I can say is thank you for taking the time to tell us a little bit about what you do and what it's like. What are your future plans? We only have a couple of seconds left, but where do you go from here? How would you answer that?
Where do I go from here is to get this casino built, bring in as many women as possible to work in those positions, and keep it up and going and everything. So it'll be great. Like I said, if I talk to you within a year, I hope that's my goal has been met, is opening it to have this racino fully operational.
Well, we wish you a lot of luck, and thank you so much. Melissa Helton, talking to us from Fairmont. She's the general manager and the CEO at Fairmont Park FanDuel Sportsbook and Horse Racing. We appreciate you giving us your time. Melissa, thank you so much. Okay?
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
You're welcome. Thank you, ma'am.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it for today, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care. Bye for now.